This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Stephen.
Solicitations and
wife receipts. My friends at the USA Radio Network have something very special for you.
Wait, I'm going to open it before Christmas.
It's the world's biggest Christmas card.
Oh, but sweetheart.
Classic Christmas Radio Theater.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes, tiny Tim. God bless us, everyone.
Featuring some of the greatest Christmas radio shows of all time.
Attaboy, Clarence.
And now here's your host, the elf that eats the most Christmas cookies, Mr. Wyatt Cox.
We go back 71 years this hour for an episode of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix's Riley. It was really the first blue-collar comedy, and if you hear a little of this today, I think you'll figure a lot of that out. Let's get to the program. From December 27th, 1947, The Life of Riley.
Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Christmas Day has come and gone, and there now reposes in the Riley living room a very special gift. Just how this particular package from Santa Claus came to be there is quite the story. A story that began 3 days before Christmas.
Junior, what are you going to get Mother for Christmas?
Gee, I wish I knew, Babs. I'm stuck. What are you getting her?
Well, I don't know either. Mother needs so many things. Well, what do you think, Daddy?
Well, why don't you ask your mother? I think this business of surprising people with gifts is a lot of poppy rot.
Hmm? Well, what is?
Oh, hello, Dumplin'. I was just saying, it's such a nuisance trying to figure out what to buy people for Christmas. It's much better to ask them what they want and get it. Why surprise them? That's what I'm doing this year. Peg, what do you want for Christmas?
I'd rather be surprised.
No, no. Let's be practical. Now, come on. Tell me what's the one thing you want me to buy you.
A mink coat.
You're going to be surprised.
You know, I think half the fun with Christmas presents is not knowing what you're getting.
Oh, Junior's right.
Oh, sure, it's fun, but you get such useless stuff. Like last Christmas, Peg, it was very sweet of your father to surprise me, but frankly, what good is that present to me?
Well, let's see now. What did Papa send you?
Pair of wooden shoes. They're still laying in my closet.
Daddy, they were shoe trees. You're supposed to put them in your shoes.
Well, how'll I get my feet in? Oh, well, never mind that. Take Junior's gift. Not that I ain't touched by your thoughts, son.
Oh, you mean the money clip I gave you?
Yeah, what do I use that money clip for? To hold my unpaid bills. And what did you surprise me with, Peg? An alarm clock. Darn thing wakes me up every morning.
Well, I'm sorry to hear my gift didn't please you.
Well, I'm sorry too, Dumplin', but you know me. I'm straight and forward. And if you were honest like me, you'd admit you didn't like the perfume I gave you last Christmas.
Why, I do so like it.
Well, you certainly don't use it much. You've still got over a pint left.
Well, Pa, Mom uses it instead of Airwick.
Oh,
Jim. Well, you can laugh, but believe me, I know what I'm talking about. We'd be much better off if... Hey, I got a great idea. Look, instead of buying each other little gifts this year, why don't we all chip in and buy one big present for the house? Something we can all enjoy.
Why, Riley, that's a very sensible idea.
It's a wonderful idea, Dad.
I think it's great.
You like the idea?
Yeah, Pop. Where'd you get it?
I didn't get it anywhere. It was just laying around in my head.
Well, let's see. What'll we get? Oh, I'd adore a little piano. You know, a spinet. We can get a second-hand one pretty reasonable.
No. Now, let's get something useful, like... Like a new television set.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Before we decide, let's see how much money we have.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Now, everybody get their money and put it right here on the table.
Oh, I've got mine right here. $18.
Mm-hmm. Here's mine. I've got $15.
Good. Now, how about yours, Peg?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, get it.
I'll give it to you later.
Oh. Oh, I see. It's in your little hiding place, and you don't want me to know where it is, huh?
Now, Friday, it isn't that.
I don't apologize. I'll close my eyes, and you get your $25 from behind the radio.
Friday, you know. Oh, I can't hide anything in this house. Well, here it is.
How much we got so far?
Well, 18 and 15 is 33 and 25... It comes to a total of $58. And, Daddy, you haven't even put in your money yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With my share, it comes to, $59.50.
What?
Daddy, is that all you're putting in, a dollar and a half?
Oh, no, that's just all I've got on me now. I'm giving $75 when I get my Christmas bonus.
Well, can't you give the money now?
What's the matter? Don't you trust me? Well, if you feel that way, here's an IOU.
Oh, now, stop worrying, Junior. Your father's good for the money.
You bet I am. Why, I can name 50 people in this town who are holding my IOUs. For years. How much we got in our joint account?
Well, all told, we have $133.
Oh, great. Now, I'll go down tonight and order one of them new CAR television sets.
CAR? You mean RCA.
CAR stands for Chester A. Riley. I'm changing RCA around.
But, dear, $133 isn't enough for a set.
Well, it's enough for a down payment. We'll pay the balance in installments.
Well, a television set's all right, but I'd much rather we got a little spin at piano.
Oh, yes, a piano'd be fine.
Piano. You young kids with your wild modern ideas. A piano. I may be old-fashioned, but I know how to raise my children. We're getting a television set.
Well, that's a fine piece of logic, I must say. After all, Riley, Babs is entitled to her opinion.
Well, I... Now, this ain't getting us anywhere. There's only one way to settle this, by a vote. Majority rules.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, let's vote.
All right, but remember, once we vote, it's all settled. No squawks.
All right.
Well, piano or television set, Babs?
Piano.
Junior?
Television.
And I vote for television, so we get a television...
Now, wait a minute, Riley.
Huh?
I didn't vote yet.
Well, I know, but every election you vote the way I tell you to.
Not this election. I'm voting for a piano.
Well, that's 2-2, Pop.
Yeah, deadlock. Well, there's only one way to settle this. Let's toss a coin, okay?
All right. All right with me.
Okay, here's a coin. Heads, it's a piano. Tails, it's television. Here we go.
Yes, we get a piano.
Wait a minute. 2 out of 3. Here goes.
We win.
Wait a minute. 3 out of 5.
But, Daddy, that's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair? After all, whose coin is it? Here we go. 4 out of 7. Heads again. Okay, 33 out of 67. Here goes. Hey, pay attention, will you?
Well, what do you expect, Riley? You've been tossing that coin for an hour.
Yeah, Pop, my back is breaking from picking it up.
Now, look, Riley, if you can't give him gracefully, let's forget about the whole thing.
No. It's a good idea getting one big present for the house, but everybody's got to be satisfied.
But you said the toss would decide, and according to the toss, the piano won.
Never mind the toss. You know I'm against gambling. We're going to vote the democratic way. That's how we'll get the television set.
Oh, well, I've had enough of this. Babs, dear, please give me a hand with the laundry.
Okay, Mother, a pleasure.
Junior, listen, Junior.
What, Pop?
I want you to try and influence your sister.
Influence her?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean about that television set?
Yeah, you don't want a piano for Christmas, do you?
Oh, gosh, no. If I want music, I can play my drums.
Well, then work on her. Get her to change her vote.
Well, I'll try, Pa.
Attaboy, and I'll sell your mother on television.
No, you'll never get Mom to change her vote. She wants a piano.
Oh, go on. I can get her to do anything. You don't know me when I turn on the charm on the opposition sex. I'm a middle-aged Charles Boyer. Well, you start on beds, and I'll give out with the Riley charm on your mother. Huh?
Okay, Pop.
Peg! Peg! Ah, Peggy. It is so good to see you again. How are you, my little chair, Amy? Let me to kiss the tip of your beautiful ear.
Now, just relax, park your carcass. I'm voting for a piano.
Well, Charles Boyer must be slipping. Now, listen, Dumplin', about this television...
Oh, please,
set,
dear, don't bother me about it now. I've got a lot of work to do.
Well, okay. But just remember, if we don't get a television set, you'll be responsible for driving me to drink. I mean it. If we don't have a television set at home, I'll have to go where there is one. Mazur's Bar. I don't like you to sit there hours on end without ordering a drink. So naturally, I order. First, I order milk. Then maybe root beer. But Mazur only likes men of distinction. So pretty soon, I'm ordering bourbon. I force myself to drink it. One drink leads to another. First thing you know, I got the habit. Every night I stagger home drunk. You try and stop me, of course. You take me to that club that cures drinking. You know, Alka-Seltzer Anonymous. But it's no use. I'm too far gone. Soon I'm drunk 12 hours a day. Then 24. Then 36. I start beating you. And you take advantage of my weakened condition and you fight back. Every night we're fighting in the living room. And the kids watch. Now, wouldn't it be better instead if they watched the fights on television? Well?
What'd you say, dear? I wasn't listening.
What did I say? I've been on a blind drunk for the last 3 minutes and you weren't listening. I'm talking about the television set. After all, I'm the head of this house. And I work hard. And I'm entitled to a little consideration. And at least you can do it.
For heaven's sake, all right, get a television set. You won't stop nagging until we do.
You change your vote?
Yes, yes.
The old charm still works. Ted, Junior, come in here quick. Hurry.
What is it, Daddy?
What happened?
Nothing happened. We're going to take another vote.
Oh, again?
This time the majority rules. Definitely. Babs?
I'm still for the piano.
Oh. You didn't change your mind.
Well, Pop, I tried to get back.
Well, never mind. It doesn't matter. Your mother's voting television.
Mother?
Oh, yes, let's get the television set.
And I'm for television, and Junior is for...
I'm for a piano.
Okay, that makes... A piano? Who is that boy? Junior, you're voting for a piano. You were supposed to change Babs's mind.
Well, I changed his instead. Well, what do we do now? It's still 2-2.
Yeah, still a deadlock.
Well, dear, it looks like your voting scheme isn't working out too well.
It's hopeless. From now on, no more voting. Not until we have another kid.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment.
3 minutes to be exact, from December 27th, 1949, The Life of Riley on Classic Christmas Radio Theater.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and it will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio portfolios previously sold for more than $300. But it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/route. usgoldbureau.com/route. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your favorite station, William Bendix starred as the Life of Riley on radio, in motion pictures, and on television, eventually. But he wasn't the first Riley on television. Do you know who played Chester A. Riley first on television? We'll tell you about that a little later. Right now, let's get back to the Life of Riley from 71 years ago, December 27th, 1947, as the fight for a television set goes on.
And now back to the Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Riley is taking his pre-Christmas troubles to his friend and neighbor, Jim Gillis. He's telling him about his unsuccessful effort to get the family to vote for a television set as the Riley Cooperative Christmas gift.
And then, Gillis, I figured it was all set, so we had another vote. And you know what happened?
How should I know, Riley? I ain't the kind of a guy goes around eavesdropping on his next-door neighbor.
Well, anyway, it was a deadlock. No use taking another vote.
No, you was right, Riley. The only way to settle this is have another kid.
Gillis, you heard.
Well, accidentally I stumbled and happened to land with my ear against your keyhole.
What'll I do, Gillis?
Well, be a man. Put your feet down. Tell them television or nothing. After all, you're the boss in the house. They all know that, don't they?
No, only me.
That's the trouble with you, Riley. You're a schmo.
I am?
Wise up, Riley. Lay down the lore.
No. No, I can't do that. It's got to be done democratic by a vote.
Voting. A waste of time.
Well, now, don't talk like that, Gillis. Remember, our forefathers fought and bled to get the vote. It's up to us to cherish it and protect it. I wonder how much dough Junior would take for his vote.
Hey, look, Riley, you want to settle this with a vote?
Yes.
Then do it right. Campaign. Convince them a television set's the only thing to get.
But I tried that. All kinds of arguments. No go.
Well, of course not. They won't believe you. They know you're prejudiced. But Coming from a stranger like me.
Well, say, that's an idea. Would you help me?
Hey, pleasure. Now, here's the angle I got in my head.
Yeah?
We'll say we was watching the television in Mazer's bar, mm-hmm. and I'll give him a big pitch how great it was. Before I'm through, they'll be drooling.
Oh, great. I'll back you up. Come on, Gillis, pal. They're all home now.
Yeah, one thing, Riley. It'll look phony if I start the pitch right off the bat. So let's start there talking about something else first, and then you, very sly-like, shift the conversation to the television. You get it?
Yeah. I sure appreciate this, Gillis. And when I get this television set, you can come over every night and watch it with the rest of my friends. Only I won't charge you admission.
Mother, we do need a new piano.
Oh, I know, Babs, but the one we got could last another year, and if we don't get the television set, we'll never hear the end of it.
Mom's right, Babs. You know Pop when he gets steamed up in something.
Well, all right, but he's such a baby.
Yeah, but he's the only baby in the family, so we have to humor him. Well, we can get a piano next year.
Come on in, Gillis. Let's talk a while.
Don't mind if I do, Ray.
Oh, there's your father now.
Well, hello, Dumplin.
Hiya, Paul.
Hello, oh, hi, Gillis. Huh? Oh, Riley, dear, about the Christmas gift.
Not now, Peg. No, we don't want to talk over family business in front of a perfect stranger like my best friend Gillis. He just dropped in to chew the fat a while. Well, what's new, Gillis?
Well, I was reading about the United Nations today. Tell me, Riley, what do you think of the United Nations?
It'll never replace television.
Speaking of television,
yeah?
I dropped into Mazer's bar tonight, and I seen a great wrestling match on television set.
Is that a fact? Tell us all about it.
You was there too, Riley.
Oh, yeah, so I was. It was great.
Well, who was wrestling, Mr. Gillis?
Body Snatcher Botkin, the Glendale Ghoul.
Oh, against who?
Against who, Riley?
Against who? Poison Tooth Purvis, the bearded beast of Beverly Hills.
A great match. Yeah. While I was watching, I kept saying to myself, I wished I was lucky enough to have a set like that in my own home.
Well, fancy that.
Yeah, for my family's sake, of course.
Well, of course.
Oh, could you see it clearly, Mr. Gillis?
Better than I can see you, Babs. And I can see you great. Just like it was happening in your own home.
Just like in my own home.
Yeah, what a match. First they circle around the ring. Then the ghoul kicks the beast in the teeth 9 times. Then the beast jumped up and down on the ghoul's face. They were just feeling each other out. And the fight began.
Oh, it was beautiful to watch.
Now the beast grabs the ghoul in a nose lock and starts chewing his ears.
Chewing his ears?
One at a time.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, then what happened?
There was the beast chewing the ghoul's ear. But the ghoul breaks away.
The beast is left standing there like a fool with an ear in his mouth.
Bit off his ear?
Please, Bad, don't interrupt. Remember, you learn by listening. Now, go on, Gillis.
At this point, the ghoul is beginning to be fatigued. So he grabs the beast by his beard and starts pulling the hairs out one at a time.
He lost 56 hairs.
Oh, now don't tell me you counted them.
Television.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
War now.
You know,
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money.
The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
And the Mega Millions jackpot on this Christmas Day is at just over $320 million. Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Television. Nothing like it.
Yeah, well, so long. I don't want to keep you folks from your supper.
Party appetite.
So long, Gillis. Jump in again sometime. We'll have another chat about the United Nations. Very intelligent fella. Well, Peg, I guess maybe now you realize what a wonderful thing...
Oh, Riley. Riley.
Hmm?
Would you get me the spirits of ammonia from the medicine chest?
Oh, yeah, sure. But first, how about taking a vote now on the television set?
I don't want to hear that word mentioned again.
Well, Peg, what's the matter with you? You heard what Gillis said.
I heard what he said. And if that's the sort of thing you see on television, I don't want it in the house. I'm against it.
So am I.
It's sickening.
And that goes for me, too, Pop.
But that was just a wrestling match. There's things for all different tastes. Prize fights, bull fights.
Three against one, Daddy, so we get a piano. It's settled.
It's nothing of the kind.
But we took a vote.
It wasn't legal. Don't forget, you and Babs are under 21 and you're too young to vote. That leaves me against your mother. And as my wife, she's got to do what I want. And I want a television set, and I'm going to get it right now.
But that's not fair, Riley. Oh,
gee, Pop, you call that democracy?
Don't you talk to me about democracy. This is my house. And in my house, it's Rileyocracy. I'm buying what I want. I'll show them. Trying to push me around. Well, I've yet to meet anybody who can push me around and make me take it laying down.
How do you do?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, it's you, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural. Jolly Noel.
Thanks, Digger. Well, I'm walking downtown.
Fine. I'll walk along with you.
Okay. Digger, would you mind walking beside me, not behind me?
Sorry, occupational reflex. Where are you bound at this hour?
I'm gonna buy a television set.
Ah, yes, television. Seeing others who can't see us. Illegal peeping Tom.
Yeah, great thing, television.
Indubitably. Someday on television, I'll be able to see some of my favorite radio characters.
Huh?
Sam Spade, Red Skeleton, Henry Morgue.
Well, this gift is for the whole family. We're all chipping in, you know, cooperative.
Oh, excellent. I'm all for cooperation. In fact, I belong to the UEBGTGTOFPC.
The UEBGTGTOFPC?
Yes, the undertakers, embalmers, and pallbearers get together and give the other fellow a push club. Whenever one of our colleagues gets in too deep, we all jump in and help him out.
Yeah, a cooperative gift is a good idea, all right. The only trouble is my wife and kids won't cooperate. They want a piano.
Then why are you getting a television set?
Because I want one.
Oh, but Riley, your dear family.
Well, I don't care. I'm getting a television set. My head's made up.
Very well. Have it your way. I see that I can't budge you. And when I can't budge a man, I leave him flat. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Now, please, Babs, let's not talk about it anymore.
But it isn't fair, Mother. After all, some of the money's ours.
Forget it, Babs. This is one time Pop's going to have his own way.
Peg!
Now, please, children, no arguments.
Well, I got it.
All right, dear.
I got what I wanted for Christmas.
All right, dear.
What kind you get, Pop?
First, I want to get one thing straight. We're going to vote on who is the head of this house. Babs.
Well, you are, Daddy.
Junior.
You, Pop.
Peg.
Well, you, dear, of course.
And I vote for me, too. For once, it's unanimous. So what I say goes. And this gift that I bought is my decision. Is that clear?
Yes, dear.
Okay. Here, Dumplin'.
Well, what's this, Riley?
a gift certificate for $133. Buy whatever you want, and Merry Christmas.
What a revolting development this is.
Riley, I still say you was a sucker, giving the family a gift certificate.
I know, but, well, I couldn't help it, Gillis.
You know what they'll buy with it, a piano.
I know, but I want them to be happy. We could... Oh, we're home. You want to come in for a minute?
Okay. I still think you made a mistake. What you should have done...
Listen. They delivered it already. They got the piano.
I'm ashamed of you. You're a disgrace to the male race. I'll cut it out, Gillis.
I done what I done, and I'm glad I done it.
Well, I wouldn't take this from him. Go in there and tell him off.
In front of me.
No. I'm going to make out like I'm glad they got the piano. After all, it's Christmas. Huh? So you got it?
Yes, dear. You like it?
Like it? I love it. Tell you the truth, I'd much rather have that piano than a silly television set. Only that's the funniest piano I ever saw. All them knobs and that glass screen and the... Peg! That's a television! The piano music came from the... You got me a television set! Oh, I don't deserve it!
Well, invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Schiff, Alan Lipscott, and Henry Posner. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler, and Junior is Tommy Cook. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brecker.
From 71 years ago, December 27th, 1947, The Life of Riley on Classic Christmas Radio Theater. And we'll head over to Wistful Vista and see what Fibber McGee and Molly are up to in just about 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Thanks for joining us here on Classic Christmas Radio Theater on your favorite station. Now let's head back 65 years and head for 79 Wistful Vista. Was originally heard December 17th, 1953. And let's check in with Jim and Marion Jordan on
The Fibber McGee and Molly Show. Weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huckle. Did you ever try to talk on the phone with your husband in the room? You did? Well, does he behave like the husband in the living room at 79 Wistful Vista? Listen.
Well, I knew she was, Monica, but... No, really? Finally made it, huh?
What's she saying? What is it? What's she saying?
Please, dearie. Uh-huh. Oh, I know, for months, but none of the girls ever thought she'd make it.
Make what, kiddo? What? What'd she say?
Just a minute, Monica. Please, McGee, I'm talking on the phone.
I know, but you were so excited, I was wondering...
This would not interest you, believe me.
Well, how do you know? I'm interested in lots of things.
Well, if you must know, she said that Henrietta, who's been looking for months, finally found some baby pink thread to match her camisole, and now she can sew that broken strap back on.
Oh, them.
No, Monica. That was McGee. No, he went back to his paper. Yeah. What? Gee, that's right. Today is the day. I forgot all about it. 30? Well, I guess that calls for congratulations. Thanks for reminding me. I'll be there. Bye. This is awful.
What's the trouble? Monica having a birthday and forgot to hint about it 2 weeks ahead? She sure likes that number 30 the way she hangs on to it year after year.
She wasn't talking about her birthday. She was telling me about the Ladies Club Christmas Fund. Today's the day we're to turn in our profits on the $10 we each invested.
Oh, that.
And the highest amount turned in so far was Mrs. Spradley with $30.
Ah, that old mud hen.
Her of all people. I was hoping I'd do the best. Oh, dear, I never should have let you invest that $10 for me, McGee.
How much did I run that 10 up to?
It's right there in the sugar bowl. 90 cents.
90 cents? Is that all? Why, I got 30 bucks for the ring I bought for my first investment. Well, I lost that on the camera contest film and stuff, didn't I?
I just don't know how I'm going to face those women tonight, McGee. Mrs. Spradley with $30 for the Christmas fund and all my good friends sympathizing with poor Mrs. McGee.
Oh, now they don't have...
I couldn't stand it. I'm just going to resign, that's all.
Oh, now, gee whiz, kiddo, you don't have to go and do that.
You're right, I don't. When they see what I've done with my $10, run it right down to 90 cents, they'll throw me out. Well, I won't let them. I'll take $10 of my own money and give it back and quit.
Gee, kiddo, I didn't know you were going to take this thing so much to heart. Look, what time is that meeting tonight?
7 o'clock.
It's only 5 now. That still leaves 2 hours.
For what? To get out of town?
No, sir. To take this 90 cents here in the sugar bowl and run it up to at least more than the highest so far, which is old Lady Spradley, that old gobbler.
It's no use, McGee. I can't possibly see how you're going to run 90 cents up to $30 in 2 hours.
Well, that's my worry. You just give me the 90 cents. I'll invest it. I'll come back with that door. My name ain't Fibber McGee.
Look, Sam, let's just forget it. You're only going to get into a lot of trouble.
I won't get in trouble. Come on, Molly, give me the 90 cents.
All right, what else can I do? I just can't go to that meeting tonight and hand them 90 cents.
You'll go to that meeting and hand them over 30 bucks. I'll pull you out of this, kiddo. Don't you worry. Don't I always get you out of a tight spot when I get you into one?
Well, just don't get me into another one getting me out of this one that you got me into by trying to help me out of it again. Here's the money.
60, 70, 75, 85. 90. Okay, now you just relax, baby. Don't you fret a bit.
Mm.
I'll think of something. Don't you worry. You just stand by. Old Lady Spradley is high with $30, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'll be back as soon as I make $30.01.
Here's your coat, dearie. Good luck.
I don't need luck. All it takes is a little brain work.
That's what worries me. I've seen that little brain work. Don't do anything rash now.
Don't you worry. You'll be at that meeting tonight and with the most money, too. Even...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, he's out on a business deal today.
What kind of a business deal?
Well, I wish I knew. He left here with 90 cents an hour ago and said he was going to make a fast investment. It was fast, all right. He just came tearing in here with 1480, dropped it in the sugar bowl, and vanished again.
What? What's this all about?
Well, it's the Ladies Club Christmas Fund, Doctor.
Oh.
After he got through investing, as he calls it, the $10 I had, he wound up with 90 cents. I have to turn it into the club tonight.
The next time he comes in, I'll simply make him sit down and explain what he's doing, because he can't...
I'm back again, Molly. Quick, where's the sugar bowl? Quick, Doctor, say something before he gets away.
Just a minute, McGee.
I can't, Patso. I can't stop for a minute. There you are, Molly. $7.90.
McGee, what's this all about?
No time for questions, Doc. I gotta run, kiddo. Well, I'll see you later. McGee!
Well, if that isn't the...
Look at the sugar bowl. It's full of money. Where's he getting it? I think we ought to get to the bottom of this.
What do you suggest?
Well, he's been running in here every half hour with his little hot fist full of money and then running off again before we can find out what he's up to.
You want me to throw a net over him next time he comes in? Because if I don't, somebody else will.
I've got a better idea. The next time he comes in, we don't ask him a thing. But when he rushes out again, we'll wait till he slams the door. Get ready, Doctor. Here he comes. Now, remember, be nonchalant.
Okay, Molly, I'm set.
Here I am again, kiddo. Where's the sugar bowl? Same place as usual, dearie, right there on the coffee table.
Oh, yeah. There you are. Another 420.
Well, I'll see you later. All right, dearie. Have fun.
Oh, this ain't fun, kiddo. This investment is hard work. But one more trip and we've got old Lady Spradley knocked right off her high horse, right?
Right.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Hi, McGee.
Bye, Doc.
Bye, McGee.
Ready?
We're all set.
Got your coat?
Yeah, here's yours. Let's hurry. There he goes up the street. Come on, let's not lose him.
Where is he? Where is he? You see him?
Darn it, I lost him when he turned this corner. Maybe he went into Kramer's drugstore.
Oh, dear. Here, let's go ask the Santa Claus on the corner there. Maybe he saw him again.
Wait a minute. That's an odd-looking Santa Claus. Just a red hat and a beard and a business suit. Pardon me, St. Nicholas.
Step aside, Fatso. You're blocking my sign.
McGee, is that you under that beard?
I'll be with you in a minute, kiddo.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Step up and help the Ladies Club Christmas Fund. Help buy toys for the orphanage. Toss your chains in the saucepan.
Heavenly days.
Well, I'll be...
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Let's see, Molly. $4.20, $4.25, $4.60, $5. That's it, kiddo. We beat old Lady Spradley by $1.90. $31.90 we got.
Oh, McGee, you're wonderful.
Now, just shows you what you can do with 90 cents if you invest it properly.
My boy, I have to doff the old Humbug to a real Sharpie. You're a good man for the ladies' club to have.
Mitchin, here's the $5, Molly.
Thank you, sweetheart. Now take off that silly hat and that mangy beard and come on home.
And give up a good corner like this? You've got the ladies' club money. You go on home. From here on in, I'm in business for myself, kiddo.
What?
Step up, folks. Help the needy. That's me.
McGee.
McGee. Come on, folks. Every little bit helps. Throw something in the pot, boy.
Okay, Molly, I'll go quietly.
Say on the radio, McGee, that's 30 for tonight.
That's 31.90, kiddo.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC has brought you the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. This is John Wald inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
It's just me, but the quarter hour shows always seem to do better. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, was a great quarter hour show. Fibber, McGee, and Molly, a great quarter hour show. The late, always Lum and Abner, a great quarter hour comedy. And it seems like in, 11 minutes? You can tell a good story, get a few good jokes off, get a good story going, and then head off until tomorrow. December 17th, 1953, 65 years ago, Fibber, McGee, and Molly right here on Classic Christmas Radio Theater. We thank you for joining us. Hope you'll find us on Facebook or MeWe by searching Classic Radio Theater. Online, you can find us as well, usaradio.com or classicradio.stream. Our email address, love to hear from you, classicradiotheater@gmail.com. I'm Wyatt Cox. If you're leaving us at this time, please accept our warmest wishes for a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous 2019.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code U.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. town. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.